There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board for me, the wild and sexy Mr. Tim Dennis.
You wish.
Oh, stop it. How are you tonight, Timothy?
I'm all right.
Wow, a live show. Do you remember what it's like to do one of these?
No.
Me neither. Let's take the night off.
Let's do it. All right. Good night, everybody.
Just kidding. We're back. We are going to be doing a live show tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about the live ghost hunt that we did last weekend with the Ghost Adventure crew out at the Goldfield Hotel. We've got two people that we're going to be bringing online to share personal experiences that happened to them. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff we have. We'll try to play a couple of the EVPs if Tim can get it up on time for us on the show. Oh, well, you know, get the EVPs up on time. And again, if any of you out there attended and had a personal experience, you can also call in. We'll give the number in a few minutes. And then, of course, we've got live tarot readings with Mr. Scotty Roberts tonight. As a matter of fact, if you're in our chat room, and please join our chat room, if you go to darknessradio.com, click on the Listen tab. You can click also onto the live chat link and join up in there. You can also add me at Yahoo, David W. S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R at Yahoo. If you're on my buddy list, I'll add you, and then you can watch the webcams as Scotty does the tarot reading tonight on the show, so that way you can not only get to hear your readings, you can also watch along as we... It's like the play-at-home version of Family Feud, Tim.
Wow.
Yeah, they get to watch it. Card Sharks, maybe that'd be better.
Yeah, huh? I think that's probably more appropriate.
Yes, excellent. Next week, we've got a hell of a show. We've got... more reincarnation stories, and we're going to be talking to a gentleman, and you got to check out his website between now and then, johnadams.net. Interesting stuff. It's going to be an amazing talk, and I'm sure you guys are going to love it. We're going to talk about Nostradamus, his reincarnation, John Adams' reincarnation, and Frank's reincarnation. It's just a really cool topic, and get to talk to a really interesting gentleman on it. So I hope that you'll check in with us next week. It's so interesting, dude. My name, I can't remember the name, Tim. Dr.
Nosferatu.
Yes, Dr. Nosferatu.
No, it's Dr. Walter Simkey.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Dr. Walters. I remembered Walters, and I wanted to say Dr. Walters, but it was Dr. Walter Simkey is going to be with us, or Simkey, and he's going to talk to us about reincarnation, so I hope you'll check that out. Also wanted to mention to you guys that we do have some events up. We've got the Darkness Radio Queen Mary and Stanley event that are going to be taking place in November and December. And tomorrow afternoon, we will have the new Rolling Hills event, and it comes out. That's right. You get to spend the night in Rolling Hills Sanitarium on Friday the 13th. Pretty cool, huh, Tim?
No.
I thought so. We're going to go out there on the 12th. Thursday the 12th is a meet and greet to hang out with Jason and Grant, Chris and Patrick, Stacy Jones. Then we've got, of course, celebrity medium psychic Karen Reese will be joining us. Tim and I are going to be out there. We're going to do another investigation of Rolling Hills Sanitarium. And on Friday night, after the actual investigation, which ends at about 2:30 in the morning, everybody's invited back to spend the night locked inside the sanitarium for the night. And from what I've been told, it gets crazy there. So you guys should have a great time. We had shadow people appearing last time we were out there. Jay and Grant, who are very skeptical, as people know, were standing with a small group of people for the charity auction ghost hunt. So there was only about five of them, plus Jay and Grant, and they saw spirits or shadow people manifesting themselves in front of them running around in the halls. So that's going to be amazing. It's just a really cool opportunity. So I would, check that out. It's going to go on sale tomorrow at darknessevents.com. So you're going to want to check that out. We did, and again, you'll want to check that out on Monday, February 18th. That'll be up, and then you can join in and have some fun with us. Last week, Tim and I were hired guns, if you will, to the Goldfield, Nevada Hotel, the Goldfield Hotel with the Ghost Adventures crew. And for those of you that saw the special Ghost Adventures, the guys went out to the Goldfield and had that crazy encounter in the basement where they actually saw the brick fly across the room and the board start to levitate. There was activity in room 109. Well, Tim and I wanted to check it out. We went out to take a look and spend some time out there. And I'm so proud of my little Tim. I think he got his first EVP.
Possibly.
I said think.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It was. At the time, it was.
Yeah. And Tim,
I wept openly.
A little bit. Yeah. And then we got a couple other ones. We just had a great time. So hopefully you guys will hear that out with us. Now, there were a couple of people there, a couple of friends that we've had out at our events. Let's bring Jen on the line real quick here. Yep. And Jen, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Jen, why don't you tell us, what was your personal experience in the paranormal? Keep it clean here. Well, this is a family show.
Well, I can't talk about what happened in the hotel.
No, right? not yet. Those pictures are going to be on pay-per-view.
Well, it seemed like it was a pretty quiet night, well, the first night, but something interesting happened. On the third floor, we were sitting in the hall. It was Mary Beth, Kimberly, and Susan. And we were using the K2 meter, and we were trying to communicate. And the K2 meter seemed to be going off, and we had one of the meters that had the switch on the side, so we left it in the middle.
Right.
And when it was going off, I'm sitting, I'm closest to going around the corner, where I'm sitting kind of, where if someone were walking around the corner, they would, like, walk right into me. And I had a little hat on, like a beanie hat, and I felt pressure on the side of my head and top of my head. And it was really weird because it kind of felt like someone would put their hand on your head to step over you as the K2.
Oh, Tim and I know that feeling oh too well, being stepped over. So you felt like somebody, like there was a pressure, like somebody was pressing down on you as they were stepping around you or over you?
Yes, like someone was literally had their hand on my head to walk past us. Now, we were sitting smack dab in the middle of the hallway. So if someone were to walk down that hall and turn, and supposedly that is the area that they see a cowboy, like at the end of the hall, somewhere around there. So we were hoping to, we were trying to communicate with the so-called cowboy. So that was interesting. But the really cool thing, Saturday night was dead to me. The entire night was dead. To the very end, we tried to do a group EVP session upstairs on the fourth floor. I was getting tired. Nothing was happening for me. Then they broke us up. They said we had a half an hour to go. So Ashley and Lee Anderson and I, we went down to the third floor, and I turned the corner in the same spot that we were the night before. And my camera was around my neck, and I was holding the K2 meter. The K2 meter blipped. I'm like, oh, I got something. And my camera took a picture. You heard the click, click. The
right.
Flash went off, and it took a picture of the floor. Now, my camera is not a touchy camera. Lee thought, well, maybe you accidentally hit it. And I'm sitting here hitting the button with the K2 meter, and it's not going off. I have to hold the button down. And anyone that was with me that night, I'd say flashing, and nothing would happen. And I'd have to, okay, hold on, flashing, and nothing would happen. So my button, it takes a while for my camera to work. But it was just really odd. It was around my neck. I was looking down at the K2 meter. As I looked down at the K2 meter, my button went click click, my flash went off, and it took a picture.
Where now, did you review the picture? Was there anything weird? Did you get any mist like substance, ectoplasm?
It was blurry, which is, would par for the course, because you kind of have, when low light, you have to I'd have to push it down twice, like halfway down to make it focus, and
right.
It was unfocused. But something, obviously it's not real, but there is, you can see like a matrixing of a face in it.
Really? Okay. So there was a bit of a matrix face.
It looks like a little kid.
Now, I know that you were also interested in getting a tarot reading, so I've got Scotty all lined up here for you, and we'll go ahead and we'll let him do his deal. This is Jen, and Jen, Scotty, you don't want her to actually give you the question up front?
That's correct. Hey, Jen.
Oh, hold on. Let's get your microphone on. All right. So
okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right.
So now you don't want the question up front.
No questions up front. I'd prefer that you keep that to yourself. But concentrate on something. We'll maybe talk about this a little later tonight, but concentrate a little bit on something that you might want to know something about. And I'm going to do kind of a mini tarot reading here for you, kind of
okay.
a tarot light. And we'll do three cards, which
yes.
will represent the current, the recent past, and the near future. So I'm going to go ahead and shuffle for you three times.
Okay.
And you just kind of...
Oh, pardon
sorry
me.
About that.
Oh, jeez.
That's that shuffling sound that sounds so wonderful on
Young
the air.
Young hero, Taco Bell, baby.
All right, that's the second time. And
so that wasn't Tim.
That one wasn't Tim.
How does he know? Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. I've shuffled three times. Now I'm going to lay out three cards for you.
Okay.
And hopefully it will zero in on what's on your mind.
Okay.
Got the current situation.
I can already answer her question. I wear boxer briefs. No?
That's okay.
I don't see that here.
Okay.
Damn, I see boxer briefs here, right?
You don't see boxer briefs in the cards?
No.
Okay.
The current card is the Empress, and your recent past card is the Queen of Cups, and your near future card is the Four of Wands. Now, the Empress in your current situation, the Empress is a card of new beginnings. It's fertility. It could mean literal fertility.
No.
It could also mean metaphoric fertility or spiritual fertility, fertility in a project. Something in life is opening up to you. There's a new vision being given. There's new life being given to something. So there's some kind of new thing that's going on, and that's in your current situation. It seems to be governing the current.
Cool.
In your recent past, you've got the Queen of Cups. Now, the Queen of Cups, the queens in the deck always represent somebody specific, generally a specific female that you know. It could relate to yourself or to somebody that you know that's a female in your sphere of influence. And the Queen of Cups is the more nurturing end of the nurturing of the queens. She is somebody who is... because she's a queen, kind of reached the maturity level and the top of the heap, so to speak, in the suit. She is somebody who is giving of herself. She is somebody who loves her family, loves her friends. She puts out for herself.
She what?
Sorry about
yeah.
that.
she puts out for herself.
I've really got to watch it with you guys.
Yes.
So. And I even misspoke saying that. She puts out for others.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
what I meant.
That's...
So. What kind of show is this?
It was a family show.
Mm. And so she represents somebody who is very giving, somebody who has mastered the things around her. And the only warning that's given with this card is she can also be somebody who gives a little too much, one of those people who gives beyond the point of what she should give and maybe has nothing left for self. So this can relate
happy.
To...
Happy.
Mm. So this could very possibly relate to you. The near future card is the Four of Wands, and the Four of Wands is this card that's kind of perfection and prosperity. It's things coming together business-wise, family-wise, relationship-wise, all different kinds of things, domestic on the domestic front and even on the business front. And so the near future is saying that things are coming together and there's this kind of a perfect outcome of things.
Ooh, that's what I need.
All right.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Makes me feel a little bit better.
Great.
All right.
Well, thanks
Wonderful.
For calling in, Jen.
Thank you.
Thanks,
All right.
Jen.
Take
Bye.
Care. Now, we're going to do, as I said, we're talking about the gold field as well that we did the investigation at last week. And I've got another personal experience. Now, this was kind of cool. Our friend Stacy's on the line with us. And this was Stacy's first foray into paranormal investigating. And she had a couple of really kind of interesting and freaky experiences, so I wanted her to come on the air and share with us. So, again, if it makes it easier, just, pretend you're only talking to me, Stace, okay?
All right.
So what are you wearing? Oh, no, sorry. I'm not that kind of show. All right.
I guess I'll start chronologically what happened first.
Okay.
It was the first night we went into the gold field, and it was the 11 p.m. till 3 a.m. crew, I guess it was. And I had kind of split off with Janice and Kelly, And the three of us were walking around, and we were coming up from the third floor to the fourth floor on the stairs. And I had my flashlight, and I was using it to kind of orient myself on the stairs because I couldn't see. It was so dark. And as we came up onto the fourth floor, I shined my flashlight to get oriented with the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I turned to the left, there was something there. It was a shadow. It was a shadow person, I guess. And I couldn't see it fully because it was going, right as I was looking, it was going down a hallway. And I, you know, kind of got startled, and Janice and Kelly asked, "What's wrong? What did you see?" And I told them, and we had an understanding that our friend Tara may be up there, so we actually said, "Tara, was that you?" All three of us heard the answer, yes. So we kind of sat for a second, didn't do too much, and then I was like, you know, let's go see. And we decided to follow it where it went. Come to find out, we were the only ones on the floor. So that was my first experience I had. So,
okay.
And we collaborated with Tara, and she wasn't anywhere around. I think she was downstairs, so I don't know how that happened. But the second night I came in, it was all the stuff that the second night I experienced was in the basement. I went down to the basement with Tara, and her and I were doing some EVP work in the area. It was the first room to the right where the George Wingfield drew Elizabeth's baby down, the mine shaft. So we were in there doing EVP work, and I started kind of get a tingly feeling on the back of my legs, and we were just kind of in total darkness, and I think we were asking, you know, for it to let us know that it was there, and we didn't get a response right away, but there was a lot of debris in the room, like wood, all kinds of things of that nature in the room, but we were the only ones in that room, and what it sounded like is it sounded like a piece of wood sliding across the floor, and it wasn't very fast, and it wasn't very long, very short spurts of it, and happened once. Her and I looked at each other, and she, you know, asked, if that was you, would you please do it again? It didn't happen right away, but it did happen again. So we decided to go deeper into the basement and went into the room where Zach found Nick after they both ran from the brick.
Right, and for people that aren't familiar, on the episode of Ghost Adventures, when they Zach and Nick had gone into the basement. They had their night vision cameras on, and they walked down there, and suddenly a brick flung itself across the room, and a board started to levitate, and the two guys, being professional ghost hunters, ran like girls out of the room. They screamed and took off running, and they split up, and then he found Nick in this one room, and this is the room that you were in now, correct?
Yes, that is the room that we were in.
Okay.
And, of course, complete darkness, because that's the way Tara likes it, and she trained me well. And so we were in complete darkness, and we were down there doing EVP work. We really weren't talking too much. We just kind of let it run and go with it. And I don't know how long we were down there. It might have been 7 minutes. But after a while, I told Tara, I said, let's go upstairs for a little bit, and that's all I said. And as soon as we got upstairs, she said, her and I were both collaborating that we were seeing shadows all over the place in that room, going across the room, and it just, but we weren't saying anything to each other at the time down there. We were just kind of letting it go. So that's what happened with Tara down in the basement. And then the third thing that happened is I went into the basement with Zach, and it was just him and I in the basement. Nobody else was down there. And we went into an area of the basement that just creeped me out kind of previously. I really didn't really go into the room very much because it was where water was dripping, and it was kind of colder because of that, and it just, the water dripping kind of made it even creepier and very dark. Well, we decided to go into that room, and Zach, you know, was provoking a little bit. And
not Zach.
And he was provoking, and he saw something because he jumped a little bit. And I didn't see what he had seen, though. And he felt something grab him. So we wanted to get out of that room and move somewhere else. So we did, and we went deeper into the basement. And I couldn't even tell you where we were now because I was so disoriented. But then we went to this other area, And he had a flashlight, but it wasn't a very bright flashlight. It was just enough to probably, it's not going to light up the whole room. It was just enough to kind of, you know, orient yourself with where you are.
Right.
And he looked up, shined his flashlight, and I looked where he looked, and there was something staring at us. And I had been feeling sick since I'd gotten down into the basement with him. I wasn't feeling, my stomach was upset, but it wasn't like a fear, like upset stomach. It was a different type of, I just didn't feel well down there. I didn't like it. And, yeah, we looked up, and there was something staring at us, and I proceeded to tell him, okay, I've had enough. Let's get out of here. And he said that was a good idea. Let's just gonna, you know, get out of here for now. So we turned and we started making our way towards the stairs to get up from the basement, and he shined his light. I was asking him to shine his light because I couldn't see, and I was wanting out. I wanted out of there. And
now, was this thing, was it like a big, thick, dark shadow? I mean, could you see it en masse?
It was, you know what, it was. I could see more features than I could from what I saw the night before, like, but I still couldn't make out. It was big. It was big, yes. It was very big. And it didn't look nice, and I didn't get a good feeling about it.
Okay.
And I don't think it wanted us down there. Whereas the first night when I saw the apparition on the fourth floor, I didn't get that feeling from that. It scared me or startled me, but I would have been able to kind of follow it, you know.
Sure.
This thing, I really didn't want anything to do with it. I kind of wanted to get out of the basement. So as we were taking off to the basement, Zach was behind me. And something was, I think, pushed him, and something was kind of chasing us out of the basement. You could hear it chasing us. So ran out of the basement, and I never went back down.
Okay.
So.
Well, cool. So what did you think of your first paranormal investigation?
It was amazing, and it's addicting. It's amazing, and it's addicting. I want to do more.
Well, I know that you were, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your story with us tonight.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share my story.
And I know you were interested in a tarot reading, but we have to take our first break. If you want to hold on, we'll come back and we'll offer up a free tarot reading for you. If you want
to
hold on.
I would absolutely love that.
Okay, well, think of your question, and we're going to cut away to commercial. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. What the hell's wrong with you?
The New York Times has raved about the show. The Star Tribune says it's paranormally funny. And the Biscayne Bugle said, how could they put this crap on the air and live with themselves?
I am so, so sorry for everything that has happened. Because in spite of what Mike says now, it is my fault. Because it was my project. Everything had to be my way. And this is where we've ended up.
Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town. The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the 7-bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio. We're here with you every Sunday night from 10 to midnight Central Time. Join us live in the chat room by going to darknessradio.com, listen, and then you can actually see the live chat link there. You can click it and join us live in the chat room. Have fun with other people that are interested in the paranormal. We'll answer your questions while we're in there. We are going to go back. I guess we still have Stacy on the line. Stacy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, well, we're going to go to Scotty here, and we're going to have Scotty. This is Stacy. Stacy, this is Scotty.
Hey, Stacy, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well.
Good.
Okay. If you heard the previous call, what I need you to do is formulate in your mind a question about something you might want to know. Now, you don't have to state that question, something I didn't mention before is that when we're done, if you want to say anything about it, just to talk about how you felt the reading was, you can do that as well. And I prefer not to know ahead of time because I don't like to let my own mind kind of run away with the question sometimes and then not really look at what the cards are saying. for what they're saying. So that's my reason for doing that. And your spirit guides know what you want to know anyway. So, okay. Now that I've said all that, let me shuffle this deck for you. I like to shuffle three things. There we go. There we go. That sounds so odd on the air right here. So, one more time. All right. Okay, I'm going to draw three cards for you. This is kind of a mini reading. It gives you an idea of a current, a past, and a present pertaining to your situation. So
okay.
Your current situation is the King of Coins. The recent past is the Five of Wands. And the near future is the Two of Wands. Now, what you've got here is, as with the previous reading, I mentioned that the Queens in the decks represent specific women in your lives. The King will also represent a specific person in your life, of a male in your life. And if it doesn't, explain it this way. If a man draws a Queen card, it can be a woman in his life, or it can be the qualities of that Queen that are coming out in him. Likewise with the
Pardon
King.
Pardon me.
Sorry.
The qualities of the Queen that are coming out in us, Tim.
There you go. Yes, well, it'd be interesting to see how many Queens are pulled up for Dave.
And out.
So, now, the King card, likewise, will represent a male in your life, or it could represent those male qualities that are coming out in you.
Okay.
As it pertains to your situation. Now, your current situation is the King of Coins. And the coins in the deck is the suit of finance, thus represented by the coins. It can also, if it's not pertaining to financial matters, it can have things to do with investment not just of money, but investment of heart, soul, energy, things like that. So what you've got here is the mature male figure in your current situation. And this is a king who has, in a sense, made it to to a place of prosperity when it comes to money. He's somebody who is well-founded, well-educated, probably a business owner or has the facility to be a business owner. He's a man who if I haven't said this already, he's mature in every sense of life. And he's somebody who's managed things well. And so this is a man who either has some influence on you or it's some qualities of that King of Coins that might be coming out in you right now in your current situation. It could be that this man is going to be somebody who you meet and is going to be very helpful with something that you might be engaged in, or this is a man that already you may already recognize as somebody in your sphere of influence, usually like a father, an uncle, a brother, a boss, some things
paranormal
like that.
Paranormal radio show host.
The King in this card, though, has lots of hair.
Oh, why do you got to be like that? That's hurtful.
I'm that way. Your card of your recent past is the Five of Wands. Now, this pictures a guy in the middle of the street, and he's got his staff, and there's four other guys kind of beating on him with their staffs. And, you know, it's really hard to be serious in the room with these guys.
Well, come on. One guy's getting his staff beat and five other guys are beating him with their staffs. That just doesn't sound right.
I've seen that movie.
Scotty, what the hell kind of cards did you bring tonight? The Hooters deck? What?
It has a totally different meaning than where Dave is taking this.
I'd like to think so.
All right. This means that you might be in a position where you're undergoing a lot of criticism. This kind of heckling sort of criticism that comes from the outside. It's not the deep-set, nasty kind of stuff. It's the kind of nittering, annoying, hearing gossip being said about you kind of thing. It's the stuff that's not overly hurtful, but it's the stuff that's really annoying. And the card is telling you in your recent past, because of this stuff, you may have had to become like the reed in the wind, as opposed to like a stake driven into the ground. The wind blows, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't move. But the reed in the wind bends, and it's flexible and pliable, and it pops back up after the wind has passed. So it's the idea in your recent past. And by the way, the recent past card could be anything that leads up to this very moment of this reading. So it's something that said you may be or may have been in the very near past having to develop some qualities of tact, of diplomacy to get yourself through some of this stuff that's going on.
Yes.
And then the near future is the Two of Wands. This is a man who is out in the card, depicted in the card. He's walking and surveying his properties, his ownings. And it's really somebody who has accomplished and has gotten somewhere, yet he holds this this little glass globe that's he's holding it close to the chest. And the idea with that in the imagery is that he's holding something still that is as of yet unfulfilled. He's got a lot. He's got a lot to be thankful for. He's built a lot. He's been successful, but at the same time, there's still a little bit of something that's unfulfilled, and it's almost like a pain or a hurt or something deep inside. It's not a selfish, materialistic thing. It's something of the heart that's not yet fulfilled. So that's the near future.
Now, did that answer your question?
It did. A lot of it made sense. Yes.
A lot of it sucked, Scotty, but some of it made sense.
Out of those three cards, a lot of it made sense. That's good.
It did. A lot of it did. It did. A lot of it. And a lot of the criticism stuff made sense.
Okay, good. Good.
A lot of that did make sense.
Well, you tell people to stop picking on your Tim and Dave are going to come out and beat them up.
There we go, exactly.
Of course, I'll say here, too, that when you do a 10 or 11 card spread, you get a lot more detail that comes out. So we're doing kind of fast mini readings here. So,
mini readings are good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling in tonight, Stace, and sharing your story.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for the reading.
You bet. Take care.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, let's, Tim, before we bring up our next caller, who is, I think, the doctor, our good friend the doctor online, Dave, let's talk about the... Now, you call yourself a paranormal jinx.
I do.
You said every place we go, you don't get any kind of activity or action.
Right.
Well, let's go with the... Now,
Scotty
went down
there. He gave us the reverse deal here.
We went down there into the basement of the gold field where the brick was thrown. And amazingly, in one of the first investigations, and like nobody else was down there. You could hear people stomping around everywhere else.
Yeah.
But we were doing the EVP sweep, and in there was Mike, also known as Habo.
Yep.
There was yourself,
yep,
me, and Susan.
Correct.
And we were doing a quick little EVP sweep, and you got what you think might, or what we think may be, your first EVP.
Right. So Curiously enough, though, that same EVP appears on your recorder as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which
maybe the ghost was just really close to both of our mics.
Could be.
Come on now. Stop being so negative. So what have we got... Do we have that one queued up, the first one, or no?
No.
We only have a couple
because of time constraints for the show tonight.
Well, let's talk about this first one. Actually, the very first one we thought we found was this one we've got, right? The Don't Talk?
Yeah. Yep.
Where we were down in the basement. We were doing the little EVP sweep. And go ahead, Tim, go ahead and fire it off, and we'll see what we got here.
People walking upstairs.
Right there. Can you hear that?
Can you tell me why you stay here?
Could you hear that, Scotty?
I heard that.
Yeah, there was this very clear, don't talk, that kind of pops out.
No, it's very faint.
Yeah. Why don't you click it one more time? We'll hear it out again, see if people can hear it.
People walking upstairs.
So there we go.
Can you tell me why you stay here?
We got that pretty quick out of the box there when we were downstairs investigating. Then a little bit later that night, we went over to the Nixon Hotel, which was right down the street from the Goldfield, and we were doing a little investigation on there. And did we get this while we were in the vault, Tim?
Yeah, this was actually in the vault, and I have the amplified version so you can hear it. So what we could do is we could play the original version.
So you actually
it's very
got
faint.
You got two EVPs.
No. This one was off of your recorder. Now
I qualify
being a paranormal jinx as I don't catch EVPs, I don't get anything on video, and I don't get still pictures.
Okay.
So I myself never catch them. Okay.
Well, you got the one.
Yeah. Right, EVP. But it's on both recorders.
All right.
Which makes me skeptical.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
So here's this is from the Nixon, I believe.
Okay.
What year is it?
No, it was there. Did you hear it? It was,
are you afraid?
It was very, very faint. Now, no, I've amplified this so you could hear it, but here it is again.
What year is it?
You hear it there?
I didn't
okay.
hear it.
Are you afraid?
Now, I've heard it when you isolated it that one night.
Now, here when we isolate it, you'll hear it better.
What year is it?
Yeah, get out.
Are you afraid?
And it was real faint to the ear when you heard it on your recorder, when you put the recorder away from your ear. It was very faint. When you even put on headphones, it was very faint. You had to isolate it. It was one of those that isn't exactly your Class A or even your Class B EVP, but you really had to scrub the heck out of it to find it.
All right. Well, those are the couple of EVPs we got. We also got another one that said, yeah. We do have calls coming in for Scotty to do tarot readings. We're going to be doing that. Scotty, let's talk real quick.
Sure.
Your book is out in hardcover now.
It is.
The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. And we advertise that every week on our show. But how can people get a copy of this book?
And I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
The book is going to be out everywhere. You can really go to most bookstores. If you can't find it on the shelf, they can order it for you. You can certainly go to barnesandnoble.com and pick it up there. You can also go to my own website and take a look at it. There's a great, there's a little MySpace we put up, myspace.com/TamO'Hare. And you can go there and click on the.
And it's a great book. We, you know, my family's enjoyed it. I've, you know, the kids have
thank
given
you.
Them a copy. They loved reading it. I've got my copy. You just gave me the new hard copy edition, so thank you very much. But let's talk. You also have another kind of cool deal happening. Let's talk about this.
We've got a little deal going on. Before I do this, I'm I am under mandate. I need to say hello to Lisa. From Ballyglen Morrow.
This is so amateur hour. Go ahead, Scotty. I
hey,
want to say
hey,
hi to
Tim.
My mom.
Tim, can I say hi to someone?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say hi to my wife, Rainey, and Lisa from Ballyglen Morrow and the Twin Cities Paranormal Society. She is, quote-unquote, the coolest airhead I know.
Very cool.
So she's our partner in this little venture I'm going to tell you about here. Ballyglen Morrow is a little project I started several years ago, well, 3 or 4 years ago, wanting to build a full-scale historical replica of Shakespeare's Globe Theater from 1599. And I'd worked with the city of Anoka and a couple of other places and hadn't got as far as I wanted to. The closest we got was with one of the cities up north. So we Rainey and I just bought a 40-acre ranch out in Wisconsin. And we teamed up with Lisa, and we were trying to figure out ways to create revenue out there. Say, is there, should we plant lavender? Should we raise goats? What should we do? And we started talking about maybe putting up a couple of cottages. And Lisa was saying, why don't you put up a bunch of cottages, like 18 cottages? And I said, well, I can't afford that. Well, she said, no. Well, really, let's put our heads together. You want to do this Globe Theater project? She had been working on a project of her own that was going to be like a spiritual retreat. And we combined those efforts. And so now we are opening up. Well, we're going to start breaking ground as soon as the snow will thaw and allow us to do so. For a spiritual / corporate retreat. It'll be just a rustic kind of a retreat. We'll have full stables. So far, this number may be all over the board, but we think 18 cottages out there, a meeting hall with kitchens, a bunkhouse, which would be kind of more like a hostel. We're also doing the Globe Theater, which if you don't even know what the Globe Theater is, just Google it, Shakespeare's Globe. And we've got a little pub that we intend to put up there and a spa, complete spa facility. And this will be a facility that's open like a, in a sense, like a hotel, but more of a retreat. It'll be corporate, also for events, and open to many different things that we're planning to do out there. And we just learned that we got our funding in place for this just this last week. And so we are eagerly awaiting spring so we can start putting holes in the ground. And if all goes well and all goes to plan, hopefully by end of the summer, early fall, the facility will be functional.
Great. Well, keep us abreast of what's going on with it, and we'll
and it's,
I'll
just
let people know.
It's Ballyglen Morrow. You can go see. There's a little splash page up. Ballyglen Morrow is just ballyglenmorrow.com, or you can go to the MySpace of the same. There's a lot more information on the MySpace because we haven't taken time to really dig in and build the full site yet. So there's a splash page up at the main site. Go to myspace.com/Ballyglenmorrow and take a peek.
All right, great. We're going to take our second break of the first hour here. We're going to come back, and Scotty's going to do some more tarot readings. We've got all the lines are lit up right now, but you want to jot down this phone number, Tim? Go ahead and give it out.
952-830-1470.
Again?
952-830-1470.
So you can give a call in, but right now our lines are filled. So once you hear somebody hang up, try to call in. We're going to be doing this for the rest of this hour and all next hour. So if you want to get on, I get tons of people in the room begging me, oh, can I get on? Can I call? Yeah, it may be busy, but just keep trying. All right, we're going to go a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Once you have seen Dave and Tim in the light, you'll understand why we must return to the darkness on the edge of town. Stay tuned. There is more to come. When Dave was a young boy, he once awoke to find himself staring directly into the eyes of a shadow person. Turns out it was just his life-size cardboard cutout of Donny Osmond.
Go away and go. Go away and go.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Go away, little girl.
I like that. Little Donny Osmond always makes me
happy.
You know,
that song was in when I was in, I think, fifth grade, and we used to go down to the skating rink in Brooklyn Park.
Back when the wheels were made out of stone.
Yeah. You know what's hilarious is I was driving in the car the other day flipping stations, and my son's listening, and he's like, God, put on KDWB for the newer music. I'm like, wait a minute. Just then, the BTO song, I think it's Bachman Turner Overdrive of Don't Bring Me Down,
yeah,
which was like the ultimate quintessential roller skating song when I was a kid. Yeah. So
can
I,
you sing it?
Yeah, I'm not going to on the air, man. That's right. Oh, good Lord. All right, we've got on the line with us our good friend, the doctor.
Hey, Doc.
Dave is out there in New Hampshire, rather. And, okay, did you think up a question, Dave?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay, now don't tell them yet. Just think of the question. Let your spirit guides do the working for you.
All right, here we go. I'm going to shuffle for you, Doc. All right, here we go. And just remember, if you get the death card, it doesn't really mean death.
Maybe.
Well, if you hear a gurgle and a thump, you know it did.
Either that or the Cinemax channel's on right now, right?
Paragold thumb. Paragold thumb.
Here we go. Boy, I wish I could have you two guys in when I do readings.
Yes. Yeah, we're kind of like the two old guys from the Muppet Show, heckling the Terrorier.
Stadler and Waldorf.
Yes.
That's their names.
All right.
Your current situation is the Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel
of Fortune!
It is.
Look at all of these lovely prizes.
I think they're keeping your spirit guides happier.
Yes.
Keep them entertained while they're working. All right, here we go. All right, your current situation is the Wheel of Fortune card. This is a card that merely says, and you're very current, it sounds cliche, but you kind of put it together with the other cards. It's a card that says, just recognize that what you might lose on the downswing, you gain on the upturn. That life is cyclical. And where you might have been going through a little bad patch, now perhaps things are going to start looking better, start going toward the upturn. Or if you've had things going really good for you, just keep a wary eye open that life is cyclical. Things come and things go. So the idea with this card right now is that things are generally for you going to be making a turn and making a change. It's a card of transition and change, things changing from one thing to another. Your recent past is a card, it's the Five of Cups, and this is a card that has, in this deck it pictures a bishop sitting on a chair and he's got five cups of wine sitting on the floor around him, and two of them are tipped over and spilled. And he's grieving over those spilled cups. And the idea with this card, and this is in your recent past, again, the recent past could be up to the moment, it's the idea of not getting stuck in the past over something that has gone bad for you. It's the idea of living in the past and grieving so much about the two cups that are spilled that you overlook the three that are filled. And It's kind of funny. I'm going to say this because we're on the show here. There's a picture that always came to my mind from a Star Trek episode whenever this card would come up.
This is the Geek Check part of the show. The Geek Check part of the show.
There was an episode of, I think it what was the
is
the
this
one with
the Tribble card?
No, the one with the black captain on the space station, Deep Space Nine. And he was asked in one episode.
You mean Captain Benjamin Sisko?
There he is.
Oh!
That's sad.
Can you find the geek in this crowd?
That's right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. There was an episode where he was, and this is the only reason I'm going into detail mentioning this is because this is the picture that comes to my mind with this card usually, is that there was an episode where he was grieving over the death of his wife, and he kept being brought back to that scene where his wife was dying. And he was asked by somebody, where do you exist? And he says, here, in the present. And he would bring him back to the scene where his wife is dying and say, if you existed there, why do you exist here? And so the idea with this card is you may exist in the here and now, but you're living in this back thing, back in the past, that's really pulling you off center in the current. And so that's what the card really represents. And that picture has come to mind. I've heard psychics say, you know, I get a picture of something in my mind when that means something. Whenever I've gotten this card, that fictional show comes back to my mind in that scene. Because it talks about David's over there just grinning at me. And I'm trying
you
to.
You are now and always shall be my friend. Live long and prosper, Scotty.
There it is. Oh, sorry, Doc. Okay, that was your card of the recent past. It's really just a card that says watch yourself. Make sure you're not getting stuck in the past on something. Because it could hold you there. The near future card is the sun, and the sun is the card in the deck that speaks of perfect love. It's that card that says the sun is shining, there is opportunity now, there's love around you.
Here comes the
and
sun.
It's saying make hay while the sun shines, take the opportunity while it's there. It's also a card of vision. It says while you can see things clearly, grasp them. And so it's actually a very warming. And the presence of the sun is supposed to have that feeling with the card. So for the near future.
Does that make sense for you, Doc?
Absolutely.
Great. Well,
especially
see,
the
up,
Star Trek
stop
part.
Focusing on the past, and you got a good life coming up in front of you. Right, Scotty? Isn't that pretty much what it's
saying? That's what it's saying. Now this good is the a reading like this is it's looking
thanks
out.
Thanks a lot,
near,
Doc. Have a good night.
In the near future.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Doc. Just in the very near future. So this is something that's kind of the current circumstances working on.
Okay.
It's not like saying the rest of his life is going to be sunny because of that card. He could get a different reading next week.
Oh, nice. Why don't you just throw that out there?
Sunny.
Next week, yeah.
Sorry,
next
you
week
me.
Your life could suck again. But right now, everything looks good. All right, let's. Who do we have on the next line?
Let's go to line two. We got Rob on the line. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good, Rob. Thanks for joining us here
hey,
this
Rob.
Evening. And you got your question all picked out?
Yes, I do.
Where are you calling from, Rob, while Scotty's shuffling up for you?
Yeah, I'm calling from Knoxville.
Knoxville?
Yeah.
Very cool. And how's the weather out in Knoxville tonight?
Well, it was a little rainy. Now it's a little chilly, but
I'll bet it's not 5 below 0.
No, I'm thinking like 50.
All right. Okay, here we go. All right, Rob, here we go. And now with a question, any question I have you keep to yourself. Again, I do that so it doesn't distract me as I read the cards. If you want to state what your question is after the fact, you're certainly welcome to.
Okay.
All right, your first card is the Six of Swords. I'm an old guy. My bifocals were off kilter there, so I couldn't read that.
It's all right.
Your recent past is the Devil, and your near future is the Knight of Swords. Now, what we've got here in your current card... the card of your current situation is the Six of Swords. It's got a family in a boat, and they're riding over the water in a certain direction. The card is a card of definite transition, meaning you're moving from one place to another. This could be either metaphoric movement or it could be physical geographic movement. It could say that you're actually moving location, moving your home, moving to a different city or a different place. It could also mean that in a metaphoric sense, you are moving from one thing to another. And along with the card is the idea that what you're leaving behind The thing that it's kind of a thing that's pushing you into transition. It's one that's saying the stuff back behind you that you're leaving has grown intolerable, and you have to turn your back on it and move in another direction, is the idea. The devil card is the card of your recent past, and it certainly doesn't mean that, you know, Satan was in your bedroom last night or anything like that. But it means the devil is the card that says you have to grapple with your demons in order to overcome your demons. So it's the idea of looking the bad stuff that goes on in the face. I liken this to, I used to be deathly afraid of the dark when I was a kid. And to overcome that, I stripped onto my undies and went outside and sat in the pitch black of my backyard all night just to try to overcome the fear. And the idea was grappling with the fear in order to overcome it. And this could be an even deeper sense, grappling with those demonic things that go on, and demonic being really a metaphoric use of the word, grappling with those things to overcome them, face them, grasp them. The near future is the Knight of Swords, and this is the knights usually are always the visionaries. They're questing. They're out on a mission, and this is your near future card. And the picture depicted is Saint George and the Dragon, and this represents a young man or a person who has this incredible bravery, courageousness, going out and fighting, doing the wrong, but has the tendency to maybe be a little hot headed at times, or the tendency to be brash and not care about how somebody might feel about what he's doing. So this is the card that says there could be some movement out there for you. You're struggling to do what is right, and at the core of everything is the idea to be just and right and doing what's right. But be careful how you go about that, because you could be perceived as being harsh or brash or out of control with it. So
totally makes sense.
All right.
Hope that helps.
If just a little bit of insight, I guess the devil would be my soon-to-be ex-wife, but.
Okay.
Well, maybe the devil was in your bedroom last night.
I guess so.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling
in. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good night.
Thanks, Rob.
Good night. And we're going to take our top-of-the-hour break here in a few seconds. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. And if you're interested, you can give a call in. Tim, you want to give that number?
That is 952-830-1470. Once again, 952-830-1470. We have one line open. Well, actually, now they're calling in on it. But by all means, keep trying if the line is busy, and we'll get to you this next hour. So that's it. You're not gonna play us out.
I was gonna let you do it, bro. I thought you had control. I let you have the con number one.
Why don't we have Scotty take us out?
All right, Scotty.
All right.
Just say, Scotty, say, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We'll be back with more readings after the top of the hour.
We'll be back with more readings at the top of the hour
on the darkness.
On the darkness. On the darkness on the
Stay
edge
tuned,
of town.
Everybody, you're listening to the radio. Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'll be back with more and more of your readings right after this.
That was smooth.